Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is the Megillah Daf Yud Beis. We are holding at the third white line at the two dots. The pasuk in Megillas Esther reads as follows: Chel paras umadai ha-partimim. Partimim are the officer ministers. They hailed from Madai, not from Paras, from Madai. Uksiv, and the pasuk at the end of the Megillah says, Lamalche Madai o Paras. Here the word Malche is next to Madai, which sounds like Madai supplied the kings. So what did Madai supply, officers or kings? Amar Rava, Asnuye Asnu Bahadadi. These two nations, Madai o Paras, they had an agreement, a power sharing agreement with each other. Iminun Malchi, if we supply the kings, Minaychu Ifrachi, you will supply the officers. Vi Minaychu Malchi, at a time when you supply the king, Minan Ifrachi, the officers will come from us. So it was sometimes the Melech from Paras and the officers from Madai, and sometimes in the reverse. It so happens to be that the first Kirish was called Daryavish, Daryavish Mada. We had this yesterday. Daryavish from Madai. Here Achashverosh was the king, so he was from Paras, and the officers were from Madai. The pasuk continues. Achashverosh displayed his glory. Baharoisoy es Oisher Kvoid Malchusoy. He displayed his wealth, the honor of his Malchus. What is this referring to? Amar Biyosi Bar Chanina, Malamit Shalavash Bigdei Kehuna. He donned the Bigdei Kohen Gadol. He thought 70 years were up. Yisrael are no longer going back. They're here to stay. I'm in charge. He took out the Bigdei Kehuna and he wore them. Ksiv Hocha Yikar Tiferes Gdulosai. Here it says the Lashon of Tiferes. Glory. Uksiv Hasam Lachavid Lusifaris. By the Bigdei Kehuna. Likewise, we have the Lashon Lachavid, honor of Tiferes and beauty. So Tiferes and Tiferes, that's the connection to tell you that here as well, he adorned himself with these Bigdei Kehuna. The pasuk says that he made a mishta, a great banquet. First it says that he invited all the foreigners. If you read the pasuk, it's like this: V'mlois hayom ha'ela, also ha'melech l'chala'am, ha'nimtzim b'shishan ha'bira, So first, he started by inviting the foreigners, all the representatives of the governments of the cities, far and wide. And only afterwards, after the 180 days, did he invite the locals, the ones from Shushan. Everybody from the capital arrived at the Seuda. Was this a wise tactic to first invite and to court the foreigners and then only the local townspeople? Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Chad Amar Melech Bikei Achaya. He was a wise man. This was a smart, wise tactic. V'chad Amar Melech Tibishaya. Actually, he was a foolish king. Mad Amar Melech Bikei Achaya. The one that maintains that he was acting wisely. Shaper Avad. This is the way to do it. To carve Rechika Bereisha, first you court the foreigners, take care of the ones that you don't have daily contact with, get them on your side, get them to support your Malchus, your government. To B'nai Masi, because his own townspeople, the residents of Shushan, there's no rush. Kol Emas Deboi Mefayislu. He can be Mefayis them. He can have them get on his good side. He can get on their good side whenever he chooses to. There's no rush. He has access to them. They're close by. So first take care of the ones living far away. Get them to like you, to support you, and then you turn to the locals and invite them to the banquet as well. Have them join the celebrities. The celebration. Umando Amar Tibishoya, the one that maintains that this was an act of foolishness. The boiler, the crew ibn Masi Bereisha, just the opposite. First you take care of the ones that are local. Because if the ones out there at a distance will rebel against you, who's going to be there for you when things are going rough? the local fellows, the residents of the capital city. So first, solidify their support. Cement your position with the locals, and then, once you have that power base, extend it far and wide. Shol Talmidav es Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai's Talmidim asked him the question, the most obvious question. Why is it that the enemies of Yisrael, just a term referring to Yisrael, why were they deserving of kloya, of destruction? What did they do wrong? And they had this gzera imposed on them. Om lehem, he turns to his talmidim. Imratem, no. Maybe you can tell me. Think of an answer. Om loy, they responded. Perhaps mipnei shenenu, because they enjoyed his company. They came to the banquet. They took part in celebrations. Perhaps that's why they suffered. So he told them, Amar lahem im kein shebeshushan yehargu. Fine, so those Jews in Shushan who participated in the celebrations, they should get punished. Shebechala olam kulei al yehargu. Well, the Jews living elsewhere shouldn't be punished. They're not guilty of anything. Amar lo, so they turned to him. No, emarata. Okay, that didn't work. Do you have an answer? Amar lahem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answered. I'll tell you why. Why were Yisrael guilty of Kloya? Remember back by Nebuchadnezzar. They all bowed down to that idol. And that's why they were deserving of punishment. So the Farshim asked, why did Hashem wait till now, many, many years later? Because then they did it because they were compelled, they were forced to do it. But now that they willingly participated in the Suda, they were Nana, with the company of Ahasuerush and his cronies. So this was a kitrug. This intensified that claim against Klal Yisrael. Look, then you needed to do it, but now why are you participating? Why are you connecting with the Goyim? And this sort of reawakened that chet of Ishtachvel Etzelem. Amr Lois, they turned to him. Talmidim asked him if they were guilty of this terrible avera. Can you look away? Masu panim is like bribing. Why would they zeicha to the nes? If they were deserving of punishment, why did Hashem look away? Amar lahem, the Rebbe responded, Him loy also lefanim. When they were mishtach v'letzelem, it wasn't a true expression of their loyalty to the Tzelem, Chas v'Shalom. It was just lefanim, it was just an external expression. It was a superficial act. They were forced to do it. So although it was wrong, but it's not the same. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'osum ehen el lefanim. Likewise, Hashem responded with a gzero that was only external. It wasn't really going to happen. It was just a sort of a scare tactic. Ha'inu d'chsiv kile'inu mi'liboy. Pasuk says, when a person sins, but it's not internal, it's not his true personality, it's not Meliboy, then although Hashem has to come back and do something to shake him up, but it's not as severe as an Avera that's truly internal. The Pasuk said he made his banquet b'chatzar ginas bisan hamelach. Chatzar is a courtyard. Then the gina is the garden, lower in rank, further from the palace, and Bisan, the orchard between the trees. Where was the banquet? Here, there, or there? Achlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Chad Amar, it took place in all three locations. You were seated based on your rank. Haroi lechatzah lechatzah. A high-ranking fellow would be seated in the chatzah close by. Haroi legina legina. A low-ranking fellow deserved to be in the gina, he was placed there. Haroi lebisan, lebisan. The other fellows ended up in the bisan. V'chadamar, the other one explains differently. Hayshivan b'chatzer. Lechzikasan. He initially planned on seating everybody close by in the chatzer, but too many people. The chatzer couldn't accommodate them all. So the overflow crowd went begina. Spilled into the garden. Lechzikasan. There wasn't enough room there either. Achechmisan lebisan lechzikasan. Till he actually opened up the Bisan, placed some guests there, and that accommodated them all. Masisa Tana, in the Braisa we have Nupshat, Hashivin Bachatzer. He seated everybody in the Chatzer, large enough for all. Upasalim Shnei Psachim. And he opened two doors, two openings on either side. Echad Laginim Echad Labizan. One going out to the garden, one to the trees. They can get up and take a walk, take a break, and mow the long festivities. So he had all kinds of drapes, chur, karpas, or scheles. My chur, what is chur? Rav Amar chari chari. Some type of weaved drapes that have little holes in them, some sort of royal material. Hushmul Amar milas levana hitziya lehem. He spread some milas levana. Rashi says, chur lashen chivar, white, fresh, clean drapes made of milas, made of fresh wool. So chur is not holes, rather white. He had karpas as well. What is that? Amar b'yesi b'chanina, karim shel pasim. These bed pillows made of pasim of silk. Al glila kesef amudei sheish, draped around these poles, these beams, silver, marble. Mitois zov kesef, gold and silver beds. But it's gold, it's not silver. Tanya, Rabbi Doimer, depends on your rank. Haroi lekesef lekesef, if you're a low-ranking fellow, you went on to the silver bed. Haroi lezav lezav, if you're deserving of gold, use the gold. Amalei Rav Nechemya, how can you do that? Imkena tamatel kina v'seuda, you're generating animosity and jealousy. He's on the gold, on the silver, you can't do that. So Tesis asks, what do you mean? A minute ago we said that there were different locations. There was a chatzar for the more important fellows. There was the gina. Why don't we have the same kasha there? It's matal kin. So he says over there, they wouldn't necessarily see each other. Different locations, different halls, different ballrooms. They wouldn't be sitting with each other. Wouldn't instigate the kinna. Here, they're sitting next to each other. He's on the gold, on the silver. That doesn't work. Ella, Rav Nechemya proposes as follows. He holds that every bed was made of gold and silver. Elohim shel kesef, the actual bed, which was going to be covered with drapes anyways, that was silver. V'raglein shel zav, the legs, which were exposed, were made of gold. What was on the floor? There was ritzpas bahat v'sheish. What is that? Amar Asi, avonim shemeschotetos al balein. Very precious stones. Shemeschotetos, Rashi says, shemechatetim machzirim balein machreim, the owners. Have to look for them. Have to be mined until you get them. Very precious stones. V'cheinu Eimer, we find another pasuk that praises the expensive stones on the floor. Avnei Nezer, misnoisesos al admosoi. Misnoisesos are, as she says, it takes a lot of effort to get these stones. What else was there? V'dar v'secharis. So the ritzpah was made up of bat v'sheish. V'dar v'secharis. What does that mean? Rav Amar Dari Dari. Rows of these expensive stones. And Rashi adds, V'secharis, Lashon Schar Schar, circles. Rows and circles of these stones. Shmuel Amar, Dari Secharis, is referring to a very specific precious stone, which illuminated the Seuda. Even Toiva Yesh B'karcha Yam, there's this precious stone, and found the cities at sea, far away. V'dora shmo kol dora. Hoshiva b'emtza suda. So he placed it right in the middle of the banquet. U'mi'ir lehem k'tzarayim. And it shone like the middle of the day. Reflected off the sun, off the moon, off the candles. It made for a very elegant presentation. So dar v'secharis means dar is the name of the stone. V'secharis. Rashi says, lashon saharahu. Like the moon, it's shining, glistening. K'tzarayim. Dvei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they explained these words, V'dar v'secharis, Shekara dror l'chobal ischira. He canceled the taxes. So all the merchants were now dror, were free, no more taxes. As she says, Asa nachas ruach l'vnei malchusai. Wanted them to come to the meal and enjoy the experience. No taxes for a while. V'hashkiz b'chlei zov v'keilim m'keilim shenim. And they offered their drinks and golden kalim, many different types. Shoinim? Mishunim iboilei. different types of kelim should be described as mishunim, various types and designs. Why shunim? Amar Rava, there was a message here. There's a remez. Yotza baskel v'amar lahem. A heavenly voice rung out. Rishonim kalu v'pnei kelim. The earlier ones, Bal Shetzar, etc., they were punished. They were destroyed because they misused the Klei HaMikdash, as we learned yesterday. V'atem shenim behem. And you're doing the same thing. You're repeating their avla. You're doing the same thing again. So kelim v'kelim shenim were actually the Klei HaMikdash that they were using. That's why we read it with a sad, sad tune. V'chelim v'kelim shenim. It's referring to the Klei HaMikdash that were abused at the Suda. Pasuk says, V'yed Malchus Rav. Why does it say Rav? It should say lots of wine. Meruba. Rav Amar. Rav tells you, Malamesh kol echad ve'echad hishkehu yayin shegadlu himenu bishanim. The wine was older than the drinker. How old are you? 65? We got you wine that's older than you. So you can have respect for it and appreciate it. So every fellow drank wine which was older than him a bit. Vashtiya kadas ein oynis. My kadas. What does kadas mean? They followed a certain regiment. Amar Abchon, Mishun Rab Meir. Kadash al Torah. They follow the guidelines set forth by the Torah. It was a Torah de Gamil. Ma dash al Torah. Achilim Ruba Mishtiya. Just as we find the Torah by Korbanos. Eating exceeds drinking, Rashi says, by a Achilas Mizbech, by a carbon. We have a big par with flour for the minchan, just a little bit of wine. So relative to the achila, ashtiya is way less. That's the way to do it. You don't overdrink. You drink, you eat, and you add some drink. Afsudase shalesha rasha. Likewise, the suda of Achashverosh featured this phenomenon. It was achila meruba mishtiya, more food than drink, to make the Jews feel at home. Ashtiya kadas ein oynes. It wasn't forced. Everybody was comfortable. Amr Belazar, Malamed, this teaches us, everybody got wine from their town. Rashi says, Yain harogalbay, v'lo yishachreyu, v'lo yishteyu, l'gvir tzoynay. Wine to your taste, your native wine, you feel comfortable with it, doesn't intoxicate you, doesn't overwhelm you. Last is k'rutzoyn ishvish. What does this mean? They fulfill the ratzon of ishvish, Amr Rava. Last is Kurtzoin Mordechai Bahaman. Mordechai Bahaman are considered Ish. And during this meal, they did the Ratzon of both. Mordechai the Chesiv Ish Yehudi. We find that Mordechai is called Ish. Haman as well. Ish Tsar Ba'ayev. So Rashi learns, Kurtzoin Mordechai Bahaman means, Rashi on the bottom line, Heim Hoyu Sarai Hamashkim B'mishta. They were in charge of the drinks. Many Mefarshim ask on Rashi, there's a medrash that Mordechai discouraged Yisrael from attending the banquet. How could it be that he came and he served? So Mefarshim explained that, true, he discouraged them, but he was facing reality. The fact is, they were coming to the Suda. He wanted to make sure that at least they eat kosher food and drink wine which is kosher. So he was there. He was a mashgiach to make sure that his fellow Jews are not going to be nichsholim. It's amazing. That's a leader. Don't go. If you go anyway, I'm going to come with you. Make sure that you're protected. Minimize the damage. So in fact, they accommodated. Ish ve'ish. They allowed Haman to take care of the goyim and Mordechai to take care of the Jews. How do we know it's Mordechai and Haman? Ish is a term applied to Mordechai and to Haman. You may ask, how could the same Lashon Ish apply to both? I once heard from Rabelsky Shlita. He says, Ish is when a person maximizes his potential. He reaches the peak of what he's meant to reach. Fulfills his mission in life. It could be L'toyv, it could be L'ra. The Gemara in Yuma says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish. V'ish Moshe. When you maximize your koiches, you reach your potential. That's called Ish. So Mordechai reached it in a good way, Ish Yehudi, and Haman in his way, Ish Tzar Ba'ayev. The pasuk speaks about Vashti's suda. Gam Vashti HaMalka, also Samishtei Nashim, she made a banquet for the women. Where was it? Beis Hamalchus, right over there in the palace, next to the men. Beis Hanoshim Eboile, it should have been by the women. Apparently, in those days, they had separate seating. So the women's party should have taken place in the other building. Why next to the men? Amar Rava, Shneim L'dvar Aver Neskavno. Both Achashverosh and Vashti had the same thing on their mind, inappropriate behavior, frivolity, znus, mingling. That's why she made it close by. Hainu Damra Inshi, as the common phrase goes, Ihi Bikuri. The man is involved in large melons, V'itse B'Botzini, his wife, in small melons. As Rashi on top, B'Botzini, Lung Tanis, Kulema, I mean to say, to B'Oise Min Atzmoy. Zeh Noyev, Zeh Noefes, they're both busy with the same thing. Hu Oymer Laharis Les Yafya, he's trying to display his wife. V'ilgach Niskavna, she also had that in mind. She's Takel B'Yafya, to garner attention. Pasuk continues. On the seventh day, when the king Achashverosh was saturated with wine, so he got to work. Says the Gemara, up until now he wasn't overcome with his wine. What happened on the seventh day? Amar Rava, there was a special reason why this whole event took place on day seven, which was Shabbos. Yom Hashvi Shabbos Haya. And the pasuk is trying to bring out the schus of Yisrael to contrast the way Yisrael conduct themselves when they celebrate on Shabbos in an appropriate way, in an inspiring way, as opposed to the Goyim's parties. It was Shabbos. She Yisrael ha'ichlam v'shoysen. When Yisrael eat and drink, what do they do? Maschilim b'divrei Torah. Discuss words of Torah. U'b'divrei tishbachis, words of praise to Hashem. He has a makar. Sings mirrors on Shabbos. That's the way Yisrael conduct themselves. What happens by the Goyim when they party? They start discussing nonsense. Same thing happened by this Suda of Achashverosh. So once they got into the wine, they started a discussion as follows. Some fellows claim that the Madai women are the nice ones. Valolo Aymrim, Parsiyas nice. The other ones disagree. No, the Parsiyas are better. Omalem HaChashverosh. HaChashverosh took the mic and he says, look, Kli Shani Meshtamesh Boi, the Kli that I use, my wife, Einoi Loi Madai Vloi Parsi. It's not a Madai, it's not a Parsi. Rather, Ela Kasti. She's from Kasti. She's a Babylonian. Granddaughter of Nechonetzer. Ritzoin Chemli Roisa, do you want to take a look at her? Amrloi, is it in? Sure. Some of Farshim say that there was another point here. Achashverosh claimed that she has inner beauty, she has inherent beauty. Not just because she's wearing royal clothing and adorned with fancy jewelry. She's just beautiful as is. So that's why they responded, yeah, display her in Uvavashtei Aruma. Make sure she's undressed. Why did she deserve this punishment? She got this treatment, which was something that paralleled what she did to the Jewish girls. Mida keneged mida, measure for measure. Malam choseh Vashti harisha, meviyah b'nais Yisrael. Vashti, the wicked Vashti, is to bring Jewish daughters. U'mavshita n'rumais, undress them, v'oisah b'hen malocha v'shabbos, and work them on Shabbos. That's why she got the same punishment. Haynu d'chsiv, that is the pshat in the pasuk. Ach, radvar me'ile. After this whole event with Vashti, Keshoich Chamas HaMelech HaChashverosh, when his anger subsided, Zohar is Vashti. He recalled Vashti. Ve'ez Asher Asasan, all that she did. Ve'ez Asher Nigzar Aleha, and the punishment that was applied to her. And the drasha is, Ve'ez Asher Asasa, Ve'ez Asher Nigzar. One led to the next. Keshem She'asasa, exactly as she did to the Jewish kids, Kach Nigzar Aleha, the same thing was applied to her. But Tamayin Malka Vashti, she refused to come in that manner. Why? Michti, let's think. Pritz to Havoi. She was a Prutza. She wasn't a modest person. Dabar Ma, as we just said a minute ago, Shneim L'Var Aver Neskavna, they both had the same agenda. My time will always say, why did she refuse to come? Omer Beis Rechanina, Malabit, his teacher says, Sheparcha Batzara, suddenly, she notices blisters, tzaras, leprosy. And that's why she was embarrassed to come. Masisa Tana, the Braisa we added, but got real, the Malach came, Vasila Zonav, he added a tail. So Rashi says, three lines from the top. Malamit Shaparcha Batzaras. V'yolot B'Rushalmi. How do we know she was struck by Tzaras? The Rushalmi learns, because the Pasuk says, Masher Nigzar Aleha. She had Lashon Nigzar. We find elsewhere, Uksiv V'yoyishev Beis HaChavshis Mitzera, Ki Nigzar Beis Hashem. Malal Tzaras. Just as Nigzar over there refers to Tzaras, Afkan Tzaras here as well. Now the Mefarshim point out that these five words, Bog Avril of Asla Zonav, is in brackets. You know why? Because it was deleted by the censors. They were afraid to have this in the Gemara. They took it out. And it was reinstated because of the based on the previous versions, old Ksaviyat of the Gemara. So they put it back in the Gemara. But they never restored the Rashi and the Tosis on this. There's another piece that's missing from Rashi that explains the Zonav as well. So the Girsa goes as follows. There's another Rashi, V'asal Zonav. Gavriel added a tail. And Rashi says, how do we know a tail? We have a drasha. Yolof lomi aleha. We learn it from the word aleha. It says, Asher nigzar aleha. V'lahalon is a pasuk in Shmuel, who I remember, V'ayorim atabach as a shoik v'aleha. So you remove the shoik, right, the thigh of the carbon, v'aleha. What's aleha? V'arab yechnon, it's born of a desert, ha-shoik v'aleha. The shoik and the tail. So we see aleha, I and Lamed, Yudhei is a tail. Malahal and Alya, just as Aleha over there means an Alya, a tail. Afkan al Alya, here as well. Ashanigza Aleha, with a tail applied. Taisus also brings the Yerushalmi, and it's also missing this part in Taisus. And it's supplemented by the ancient Defus. So you have a riot to both, Tzaras and the tail. Interesting. Okay, back to the Gemara on the second wide line. Vayiksev HaMelech Moed. So Achashverosh got very mad. Am I dolko bekulihai? Why was he so terribly mad? What? Okay, she refused to come, but this v'yiktsev ha-melech ma'od, some excessive anger. Amar Rav, I'll tell you why. Because she sent him back an insulting message. Not only did she refuse to come and heed his orders, she responded, sholchalei bar ahu rairei de abba. She gave him a title. You're the Bar Ahurairi, you're the stable master of my father. Her father was a king. He was Balshetzer. So you're the Shomer HaSusim of my father. And so there you go. There's an insult right there. Now, you don't match up to my father. I remember my father, Abba, my father, Lekaval. Opposite. Alpha, 1,000, Chamra, Shasi, you drink wine, meaning he can drink wine like 1,000 people, V'loi Ravi, it wouldn't affect him, wouldn't get drunk. He can hold his own. V'ho Gavran, this man, Achashverosh, you, Ishtati B'chamri, as soon as you drink some wine, suddenly you're out of your mind. This is a real serious insult. Miyad, right away, B'chamosi Baraboy, his anger, he started boiling. The Vilna Gaon says that typically, this is an insight into human nature, a person can relieve his feeling of anger and resentment by expressing it, by yelling, by relating it to others. Here, Achashverosh had to keep it in. He couldn't let it out. This was an insult. It was an embarrassment for him to go tell the ministers, look, this is what she sent. This is the message she sent me because she was right on. He used to be the stable boy of her father. So you had to keep it in. That's probably the Chamasai Bara boy who was internal. He couldn't let it out. So it was just boiling and boiling and he couldn't get over it. So what did he do? Vayimar Melech L'Chachamim. He turned to the wise men. Man Chachamim. Who are these Chachamim? Rabbonon. They were Tamid Chacham, the Jewish Chachamim. Yoidei Ha'itim, which means Sheyoidin La'aber Shonim V'Legboi Chadoshim. How do we know that they're Jewish? Because Yoidei Ha'itim means they had the know-how, had the ability to add a month to the year, establish the months properly. Only the Sanhedrin had that ability. Amalu Dainuli turns to them, okay, make a case, a court case. What should I do with her? Amr the Chacham were now in a dilemma. They said, Heichin Avid, how should we respond? Namely Katla, should we tell him to kill her? She's deserving of Misa. But then he's going to turn around and blame it on us. L'mochar pasuk lechamri. The next day, the wine will dissipate. He's going to regret. He's going to miss her. Uboy l'minan. He's going to come back to us and blame us for her death. The guy doesn't need an excuse to blame a Jew. It's always the Jew's fault. Namele, Shafka, should we tell him to leave her alone? Forgive her? Kamazaz l'machusa. That's degrading his machus. So we're stuck. What should we do? It's a no-win situation. Oh, they came up with an idea. Umbrulay, they tell him, you know what? We're out of it. We don't have the clarity to address this properly. Go find somebody else. Miyam shachar beis hamikdash. You know, from the time of the Churban, we left our land. Nitla itzum imenu. We no longer have the ability to offer proper advice. Ve'ein anu yoidin ladun dinin fashis. We can't even discuss capital punishment. It's too serious. We don't have the clarity. We don't have the proper perspective. We're coming, we're going, we're disoriented. Zil legabi Amon u'Moav. You know what? Go visit Amon u'Moav. D'yasi b'duchtayu. They've been sitting in their place, never moved around. K'chamra d'yasi v'aldurudayi. Like wine sitting on its sediment. Clear wine, never moved around, never disheveled. Go to them. They'll give you advice. But Tama Amrle, there was truth to what they said, meaning it wasn't just pulling the wool over his eyes. There was emissary. The Chassid Pasuk actually says, Shanan Mayav Neurav. Mayav has experienced tranquility from his youth. Vishaykh to Al Shmar, it's like wine sitting on a sediment. Loi Hurak Mikli Akli, wasn't poured from one kli to the other. Ubugayd Loi Halach. He was never sent into exile. Al Kain Omad Tamay Boy. That's why he still has his original flavor. V'reichle nomar hasn't lost his fragrance. So go to them. Miyad, immediately he turned to the other chachamim. He had a lineup of advisors, and Farshim say perhaps some of them were from Amon u'Moav. Lakar of Elo, were Karshana, Shesar, Admas, Atashish, all these advisors. Amar v'Levi, kol pasuk zeh al shom karbonis nemar. The pasuk begins with the Hakariv, referring to the karbonis of Klal Yisrael. This was describing the argument, the defense argument that the Malachim presented to Hashem on account of Klal Yisrael. Look at the Karbonis. Remember those Karbonis that Klal Yisrael brought for you. So we know they're guilty, they're sinners, but remember the Karbonis, be machaper on them. Karshana, what does that mean? Amru Malach HaAshoris from Hashem. The Malachim turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Klum Hakrivu Lefanecha Karbon Shana. Do the Goyim even consider bringing karbanas to you? Karim b'nei shana, these high-quality sheep, a year old. Kederach sheikrivu Yisrael fanecha, just as Yisrael brought for you when there was a mikdash. So karshanas karim b'nei shana. The next word is sheisar. Once again, klumi krivu fanecha shtei teirim. Do the Goyim bring for you these two birds? So sheisar shtei teirim. Admasa means klum bonu lefanecha mizbeach adamu. The nations built for you this earthen mizbech like Yisrael did. That's Admasa. Next word is Tarshish. Klum shimshu lefanecha bigde kehuna. Did they ever serve you with bigde kehuna? Dechsibu Tarshish v'sham v'yashve, which featured these stones, including Tarshish. The word Meris is a reference to Karbanis as well. Klum mirso b'dam lefanecha. Did the Goyim ever mix the dam by the mizbech like the Jews do? The word Marsana. Klum mirso b'menach lefanecha. Did they ever mix menachis for you? Me'muchan means klum hechinu shulchan fanecha. Did they ever prepare a shulchan lechem apanam for you? You want to send them, forgive them. Okay, so who offered advice first? Haman. Vayem me'muchan. Me'muchan is Haman. Tana, the Bryce explains, me'muchan ze Haman. V'lo me'nikushmai me'muchan. Why did he get a name of me'muchan? She'muchan le'peronis. Rashi says, oymed li is tali. He was destined to be hung. He was destined for peronis. Now, he's actually the last one on the list, which tells us that he was the junior advisor. He comes forth to offer advice first. Omer Rav Kahana Mikan, we learn from here, Shahedyut, the junior fellow, Kevitz Barosh, he jumps ahead to assert his position. So Haman, he jumped ahead and offered his advice. So what was the advice? They should send letters and have to assert the position of the man in the home. Every man is like a tsar. He controls the home. And they speak his language. Amarava. This was a great benefit. This was a nace for the Yidden. Ilmodli igris harishonis. If not for the fact that they sent out these first letters, this directive that everybody follows the husband, the man in the house, which was a pretty silly declaration, because it's obvious. Everybody knows the man runs the home. The fact that they sent out these igris, which pretty much painted him in a pretty foolish as a pretty foolish king, subsequently, when they sent out the second letters, later on, declaring that cholesterol is fair game, they're going to kill cholesterol the next year, everybody would have been wiped out. There would be nobody left from the enemies, meaning cholesterol, sorry, the pulp, nobody left over, not a remnant, nobody, because they would have jumped on the opportunity. They wouldn't have waited until next year. They would have killed out the Jews right away. But what happened was, when they got those letters that the king is authorizing, is allowing, killing Jews, they took it with a grain of salt. One second. This is the same king that sent us those foolish letters. We're not so sure. We're not so sure that these letters are really going to hold up. That's going to be, it has too much validity. Might change his mind. So they waited. They took their time. Amri, they said, my hide is shudderlun. What's he sending us these letters about the man running the home? Pshita, of course. I feel a karcha bevesi, pardashcha lahavi. Even a karcha, it's a degrading lush like a bald man. Bevesi in his home, he's a leader. Pardashcha lahavi. Rashi says karcha is a weaver. Mashra says it doesn't mean weaver. It means he's involved in a lowly occupation. So anybody, once he's home, he's the king. He's like the minister, he's like the officer, he's the king at home. So it's obvious that the man is serbevese. What's the point of sending this out? Pretty foolish law. And therefore, they no longer respected the king, and when they got the second letters to kill out the Jews, they didn't really jump on it too quickly. He was looking for a replacement for Vashti. He appointed Pekidim, these officers, to go make that roundup. And they were going to round up everybody to find somebody suitable for the king. Amar Ba'ami. Amar Rebbe. Ma'i d'chsiv kol orim yasa b'das. So Rebbe or Rav. Ma'i d'chsiv kol orim yasa b'das uksil yifroiz ivelis. A wise man, he does things with wisdom. What does things smart. Axel, a foolish man, Yifreis Ivelis. He advertises foolishness. This is referring to Achashverosh and the method he used to round up these girls. Kol Orim Yasa B'das, Zeh David. David did things with das. They were looking for an arrow for him. What happened? D'chsiv, Vayim Le Avodav. His servants tell him, Yivak Shal Adonai HaMelech, Nara B'sulam. We're looking for an arrow. So they let the word out, they advertise, they need one nara. So everybody jumped at it. I want my daughter to be the lucky one. Kol man dahavli bart. Every father had a daughter. Aysen yale, brought his daughter to the king. Hopefully, she'll be the lucky one. Because they knew he's only going to take one. Hopefully, mine will be the lucky one. Uksil yifres yivelis. A foolish man spreads out his foolishness. Zechashverish. Why? So he appointed the caretakers, ministers, officers, and they sent out for this major roundup. And everybody knew, Rashi explains, everybody knew that they're all going to have to interact with Achashverosh. At the end of the day, he's only going to pick one. So nobody wanted to offer their kid for that. Kol man da'avali bart, anybody had a daughter, itamar minei. Sent her into hiding from Achashverosh. So he was they both pretty much engaged in a similar thing, both looking for an hour, but just a different way of doing it. One was successful, one was a dismal failure. Ish Yehudi or Yibushush Napira. The Pasuk describes Mordechai, he was an Ish Yehudi. And the Pasuk says he was Ben Yair, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Ish Yimini. Okay, so the Pasuk describes him in all these different ways. Explains the Gemara. Ish Yimini, Maika Amar. Why is the Pasuk mentioning these three things? These three ancestors, the son of Yair, son of Shimi, son of Kish. Ili Chusaka Asi, the Pasuk is trying to describe his yichus, his lineage. L'yachsi v'azla Binyamin. The Pasuk shouldn't stop by Kish. Should continue up to Binyamin, his grandfather. Elamash Nahani. Why does the Pasuk limit to these three? Tana, we have an Abraisa. Kulan al-Shmoy Nikru. All three were actually things that related to Mordechai himself. They were describing his own virtues. Ben Yair means Ben Sheheir Enem Sheyisrael B'Tevilasai. He enlightened Klal Yisrael. He gave them a glint in their eyes through his tefillah. He brought ines. Ben Shimi means Ben Sheshama Keil Tefilasai. Hashem listened to his tefillah. Ben Kish means Shehikish Al Shari Rachman Miftichulah. He banged, he knocked on the gates of mercy, and they were opened for him. Now we seem to have a steer in the pasuk. Which Shevet was Mordechai from? Currently Yehudi. Ish Yehudi means Alma B'Yehuda Ka'asi. Yehuda means from Shevet Yehuda. And then V'Karele Yimini. We call him Ish Yimini. That's Binyamin. Binyamin was Ben-Yamin. Alma M'Binyamin Ka'asi. So which Shevet does he hail? Binyamin or Yehuda? Amar Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchtar B'Nimusei Haya. He was adorned with many titles. Gemara explains, he came from both. From Yehuda and Binyamin. Amar Rabba Babrachana, Amar Bishuv ben Levi. Aviv mi Binyamin, Vimam Yehuda. His father hailed from Binyamin, his mother from Yehuda. Interesting that a person could have Yichus even from his mother. So he belonged to both Shvatim. Rabban Amri is another Pshat. Mishpachis Mizgari Zubazu. The families of Yehuda and Binyamin were quarreling with each other. They were competing for rights, claiming rights to Mordechai. Each one took credit. Mishpachas Yehuda Imeris, the Shevet Yehuda would say, Ana Garm, the Mesialad Mordechai, Am, to get credit for Mordechai's existence. Leikat David l'Shimim and Gera. Remember, Shimim and Gera cursed out David. David said, leave him alone, don't kill him. Because of that, he had a son, and eventually Mordechai came from there. So I'm the cause of Mordechai. I brought him about. I get the credit. Mishpachas Binyamin Amra, whereas Binyamin claims, Minai Kasi, comes from us. Fact is, he's a son of Binyamin. Right? The Gemara says, Aviv Binyamin. So we have rights to Mordechai. So they both took, both claimed rights. That's the second pshat. Rav Amar has a third pshat. Why do we relate him to Binyamin and Yehuda? Knesset Yisrael Amra Lilach Kisa. The other way around, Klal Yisrael complained about him. Imagine, Ru'u ma'asa li Yehudi, u'mashilim li Yemini. Look what Hashevet Yehuda did, and look what Yemini did. What does this mean? Ma'asa li Yehudi, they were complaining about David HaMelech, who came from Shevet Yehuda. That's the Yehudi that they're complaining about. Because of him, we have Mordechai, who's making all this antagonism by the Goyim. Imagine, they complained about him. Like David l'Shimi. David didn't kill Shimi. He was Chayv Misa, and he did not kill him. And because of that, we have Mordechai. This Yal Dimine Mordechai. Whose descendant is Mordechai. The Mikne Bei Haman. Who causes Haman to be upset at him. And arouses his wrath and anger. And brings about Tzoris. So they were complaining about Ish Yehudi, about David HaMelech from Shevet Yehuda. Who's to blame here? U'mashil Yemini. Look at Yemini. Shaul from Shevet Binyamin did to us. Le'katli Shaul Agag. He didn't kill Agag, the grandfather of Haman. He's Sald Me Haman. Whose grandchild is Haman? The Mitzal Yisrael, who's bringing Tzar to Yisrael. So according to Rava, was in a complaining manner. Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, what's going on here? Look what they did. Because of that, we have Mordechai. Rabbi Yechon Omar has a false pshat. Lo'ilam mibinyamin ka'asi. Truthfully, Mordechai comes from Sheva bin Yamin. So that's Ish Yemini. But my Karla Yehudi, why is he called Ish Yehudi? Al Shem Shekafa by the Zara, because he rejected Avodah Zarah. Shekol HaKafa by the Zara, Nikra Yehudi. One rejects Avodah Zarah, he's called Yehudi, because Masha says Yehuda has the four letters of the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vavke. So that's why he got the title Yehudi. Where do we find that Yehudi denotes Kfir Avodah Zarah, Kedachsiv, Iti, Gurven Yehudain? So those are the people in Nebuchadnezzar's palace, and they refuse. Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, they don't bow to the Tzelem. That's why they're called Yehudan, because they're Kaifan of Edizar. So bottom line is, we had a stira. Mordechai was Ish Yehudi, Shevet Yehuda, Ish Yemini, Shevet Binyamin. We have four pshat. Either father and mother, either the two Shvatim were fighting over Mordechai rights. Third pshat, they're both complaining about him. Fourth pshat, he comes from Binyamin. He's called Yehudi due to his rejection. Kfir of Avodah. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. Why were Yisrael placed in Sakana by Achashverosh's time at Tubshatim? Nenu misodasai shtachvul etzelem. So after 7 years, he thought, Klal Yisrael is here to stay, made this grand banquet. Foreigners, locals, he put on the big day kahuna. They served the wine with the Klei HaMikdash. This wine was really unique, older than the drinker, came from his town. The menu was set up as a Jewish menu, Achila Meruba Mishtia, and the Sarei HaMashke, according to Rashi, were Mordechai Bahaman. Vashti made a parallel meal. She was punished Mida Keneged Mida. We have the Malach HaShoros advocating for Klal Yisrael. Haman jumping ahead, Hedyeit Kovetz Beroish. Mordechai was called Ben Yor, Ben Shimei, Ben Kish. He opened up the gates of heaven. He davened for Klal Yisrael. He was Meir Einayim B'Tfilo. He was given two titles, Yehudi and Yemini. My four pshatim to explain the reason for that. Psuras Tevis and Hatzlacha Rabbah to you.